Hello, we are back for Tourism Talks with the Baltimore Tourism Association. My name is Nora Campbell. I'm the general manager of the Ripley's Believe It or Not in the Baltimore location and the president of the Baltimore Tourism Association. I have with me today Chris Reel, who is the owner-operator of Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. Chris, welcome.
Hey, Nora, how's it going?
Great. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Listen, so tell us a little bit. What is Baltimore Rent-A-Tour? What do you do?
That's a good question. It varies. Baltimore Rent-A-Tour is a full-service tour guide and receptive company. So groups that are coming into what we like to call the capital region, it encompasses Baltimore, Washington, Annapolis, those three cities and everything nearby. Anybody coming into this region for any reason with a group, we can help make your experience a memorable one. We can help with the planning. We can put together your accommodations. We can make arrangements for your meals, visits to attractions and things like that. And then of course we provide guides. We provide excellent professional tour guides in all three cities. All of our Annapolis guides are certified by the United States Naval Academy. All of our Washington, D.C. guides are licensed by the District of Columbia. So these folks really know their stuff, and they can provide you with a really exciting and interesting experience. You know, folks travel all around the world, and they think that they can walk into a city that they've never been to before and just figure it out on their own. But I have found time and time again that once you take a tour, you just have such a better understanding of where you are, particularly if you're taking that tour from a local. And that's who all of our guides are. They're locals. Many of them have lived here their whole lives, and they are just very enthusiastic about sharing the history of all of these cities with our visitors. So it's really fun.
So walking around town, you're definitely the guy to go with.
I would like to think so. I mean, I personally do tours of Baltimore and some Annapolis, but we have a really great group of guides in all three cities that are just the tops.
Great. So how did you get involved in tourism?
I actually had a job right out of college working for a spring break company. And that's exactly what it sounds like in Cancun and Jamaica and the Bahamas. And it was really tough, Nora. I got to tell you,
that was backbreaking work.
That was backbreaking work, spending six weeks a year in Jamaica with a bunch of college students in spring break. But after I got done with that, I had a little bit of travel and tourism background, and I've always been a history buff, and so I just sort of fell into it. In 2007, I was fortunate enough to purchase Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, which is a company, by the way, that's been around for over 30 years. I didn't start it. I was lucky enough to be in a position to take this great company over.
Sure.
Expand its reputation and prove it.
Yeah, what's the history of the company then?
It was started by a wonderful woman named Ruth Fader. She ran it out of her house for many, many years. And then when she was ready to retire, she sold the company to a transportation company, a company that had limousines and buses. That's the company that hired me to run Baltimore Rent-A-Tour as sort of their subsidiary company. And after I did that for a little while, it sort of occurred to me that I was already doing all of the work on my own. And so I thought, I wonder if they'd be open to the idea of selling me the company. And they said, sure. So I don't own any of the vehicles or anything like that. We can contract for transportation and bus services and things like that. But we just have Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, the receptive service, and the itinerary planning and guides.
That's very cool. So since you do tours of Baltimore, what is your favorite fact or your favorite area of Baltimore that you really like to show off to visitors?
Oh boy, how much time do we have?
As much time as you want.
In the wake of everything that's coming up next year with the bicentennial, I have to say Fort McHenry. Obviously, I love visiting Fort McHenry. It's always been important to me as a part of our history. But what's remarkable is how many people don't know that story. And it's such a thrill to be able to take these folks to Fort McHenry and to tell them the story of the Battle of Baltimore and just how close we came to being under British rule again.
Right.
A lot of folks don't realize in 1814, when the British were attacking Baltimore, they had already invaded and burned Washington, D.C., the capital.
Yep.
So the capital's in flames, the government's in disarray, and Baltimore at this time is the third largest city in the country. So if Fort McHenry had fallen in 1814, the War of 1812 may have ended up very differently.
Yeah. I have to tell you, my senior thesis, I got my degree, my history degree from University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Mm-hmm. My senior thesis was privateering on the Baltimore Harbor during the War of 1812. So this is so right up my alley. And I love that that's your favorite part of Baltimore because coming in, I didn't know that I was going to stay in Baltimore. It is that story that made me fall in love with Baltimore. And it's that story that made me dedicate myself to to the area. One of the things that makes me crazy is I hear major East Coast cities, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, D.C., and I'm like, we saved the Union.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important to celebrate that history. And we have a golden opportunity, of course, with the bicentennial. We are trying to package some tours that emphasize that history. And, you know, our relative distance to Washington, D.C. is a benefit in this case, because we can have groups come into Baltimore. And you can see the flag house over in East Baltimore, where Mary Pickersgill made the 30-by-42-foot American flag. You can, of course, see Fort McHenry, where that flag flew shortly after the battle and inspired Francis Scott Key to write down the words to that poem that, of course, would eventually become our national anthem. And then we can take you over to Washington, D.C., and you can see the flag itself at the Smithsonian.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
At the American History Museum, the actual flag, 200 years old, on permanent display. So it ties that American history together, and Baltimore played such a crucial role. It's so important that people understand that.
You know, and I defy you to go see the film at Fort McHenry in the Visitor Center and not get misty. I tear up every single time I see it, and I get goosebumps even telling people the story of
it. As a tour guide, Nora, I think I could probably recite that film word for word, the number of groups that we've had in there, but it never, ever, ever gets old.
Yeah. It's amazing. So you've done a lot of tours in your time here. What's probably the most unique tour you've given?
Well, we've had groups from all around the world. We've had big corporate conventions. We've had school groups. But we also do tours for individuals. It just depends on what their needs may be, for families and things like that. One time I got a call from a woman who owns a bed and breakfast here in town. And she told me that she had a tenant who was blind, a guest who was blind. And she asked if I could give her a tour. And I was a bit befuddled. I wasn't really sure how I would give a tour to a blind person. But she said, you can drive. You can even take my car. And just, you can stop in certain places and guide her out of the car, and she can feel things and she can really see with her hands. And so I tried to think of places I could take her where we'd be able to stop the car and she'd be able to get a hands-on experience. And one of the places we went was on the campus of the University of Baltimore. It's one of my favorite sculptures in all of the city. It's a statue of Edgar Allan Poe right there in the plaza in the University of Baltimore. And we got out of the car. If you're familiar with the statue, it's Poe in a seated position. He's leaning forward in his chair. He's got his left hand sort of cocked to the side, almost as if he's listening to music. And I'm explaining the statue to her, and she's feeling the statue. I said, here's his head and his arm. And she said, oh, yeah, I can see it. I can feel it. And she started to feel around the back, and she said, oh, and there's books back here behind him. And I said, there are? And I looked, and sure enough, there were books sculpted into this statue, two or three books stacked up behind Poe. And it was just an amazing moment to me, because here's a statue I'd seen 1,000 times, and I'd pointed out on tours countless times, and it took a blind person to show me something on the statue that I had never seen before.
That's amazing.
And it was really an incredible experience. Those are the kinds of things that we get to do. It's so cool.
That's a great story. That's a great story. And you do things around the holidays as well.
Yeah. In fact, we do lights tours. We take folks down 34th Street in Hamden.
What is that, for people who don't know?
Oh, for those of you that don't know, the Miracle on 34th Street in Hamden is really famous, I think, now. I think it's fair to say it's famous for their light display. It's just one block in Hamden, a great quirky neighborhood just north of downtown. Boy, they go all out. I mean, you'll see a Christmas tree made of hubcaps there. There's Mr. Bo and the Utz Potato Chips Girl. There's a crab all lit up. I mean, it's very uniquely Baltimore and very, very festive for the holidays. And some of the homes even open their doors and let folks come inside, sign a guest book. One of the fellows that lives up there is an artist, and so he lets people come inside his house, and he has his art on display and for sale. So it's really a great Baltimore tradition.
Yeah, I think a year or two ago, we made a Yahoo News top late show in the country.
Yeah.
Top late, you know, neighborhood, which
it's
is very
out there.
Neat.
Yeah. Yep. So,
Chris, how would people get in touch with you?
The best way to reach us would be online. You can visit www.rentator.com. That's R-E-N-T-A-T-O-U-R, no spaces or dashes, rentator.com. Check out our website. There is a link on there where you can fill out an information form and we'll get back to you. Or if you'd just like to give the office a call, that number is 410 464-7994.
Oh, that's wonderful. Chris, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me, Nora. It's been a blast.
Wonderful. And this is Tourism Talks, sponsored by the Baltimore Tourism Association. I'm Nora Campbell. Look forward to seeing you next time.